This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Amid the largest anti-government protests in decades in Cuba, U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing support for the people of the Caribbean nation, underscoring their right to peacefully protest. In remarks at the White House Monday, President Biden said the Cuban people are demanding their freedom from an authoritarian regime. He added, "I don't think we've seen anything like this protest in a long, long time, if, quite frankly, ever." Biden said the United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. He called on the government of Cuba to refrain from violence and what he called their attempt to silence the voices of the people of Cuba. The White House is rejecting Cuba's claim that the United States is to blame for the public unrest. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during Monday's White House news briefing, quote, "There's every indication that yesterday's protests were spontaneous expressions of people who are exhausted with the Cuban government's economic mismanagement and repression." She added, "These protests inspired by the harsh reality of everyday life in Cuba." Earlier in the day, the Cuban president said in a nationally broadcast address that the social unrest was the result of a, quote, "policy of economic suppression by the United States." The Cuban president is calling for the country's revolutionary citizens to counter the anti-government protest. Protesters on Sunday chanted slogans calling for freedom, liberty, and unity as they marched in the capital, Havana, until police eventually broke up the march while making some arrests. Demonstrators turned out in other parts of the country, including in San Antonio de los Baños near Havana, voicing their anger about long lines for food, cuts in electricity, and trouble with the supply of medicine amid the pandemic.